Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
All of the great holy places of the world are manifested within Sri Navadvip Dham. The name of this place is Maha Varanasi. Since time immemorial, Shaivites and pious Hindus have gone to Kashi or Varanasi, which means the place where the two rivers, Vara and Nasi, are meeting, to die. It is considered very auspicious to die in a holy place. It is said that at the Mani Karnaka Ghat, if someone leaves their body, Lord Shiva sings the name of Ram into that person's ear and thus awards that fortunate soul liberation. For many, mukti is the ultimate aspiration of life. However, in Navadvip, Lord Shankar manifests his role as the greatest of Vaishnavas, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Lord Shiva is highest devotee. We know in Vrindavan, Brajnav established many Shiva lingams, Kameshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Chakaleshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, where Lord Shiva especially gives the blessing of unconditional loving service to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. When Lord Shankar takes his role as a demigod, he bestows material benedictions upon those who perform the proper yajna. according to the rules of the scriptures. We have seen such asuras like Brikasura, even Ravana. They worshipped Lord Shiva and gained great powers to use for the demoniac purposes. So in the role as a demigod, Lord Shiva is simply obliged to give the benediction according to a particular person's ritualistic yajna. However, in his heart of hearts, it is his greatest joy to give the ultimate benediction, Krishna Prem. In Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto, we see how Lord Shiva, he was willing to take that massive quantity of poison that was emanating from the ocean of milk. That poison was so powerful. It had the strength to destroy all life within the entire universal creation. But Lord Vishnu, when the demigods approached him, up until that point, Lord Vishnu did everything himself to facilitate the churning of the ocean to get that nectar. But when the poison started flying out, he wanted to show the world the glories of Lord Shiva. So he told the devatas, go to Shankar. And Shankar took all that poison and condensed it, and drank it. His throat became black. Thus he is known as Nilakanta, Kalakanta. Therein the Bhagavatam declares that the greatest service one can offer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to show compassion to those who are suffering. In the spiritual world, there's no need to show compassion to suffering people. Because in the spiritual world, everything is Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Everyone is immersed in the beauty of the Lord's eternal lila. But the material world is Martyaloka, Dukkalayam Ashashvatam. It is a place where everyone is suffering. Some are suffering in the illusion that they are enjoying, and some are suffering understanding to some extent the reality of their situation. Therefore, the Lord descends to this world from his eternal lila. He descends to this world to show compassion. And similarly, his devotees, while in this world, want to help him in his mission. Sada Shiva, the origin of Shiva, the original Shiva, is Advaitacharya. And how his heart was crying in compassion, wanting to give prema bhakti to the suffering souls in this world. So here in Navadvip Dham, Lord Shankar has made this place we are sitting his abode. Thus it is called Mahavaranasi. And Lord Shiva, with great happiness here, when someone takes shelter of him, when they die in this place, or when anyone who takes shelter of Lord Shiva here, Lord Shiva's word is that he will sing the glories of Lord Gauranga in that person's ear. Kicking out any inclination toward liberation. Prabodhananda Saraswati, in his prayer, he has said that for a devotee, elevation to the heavenly planets is like will-o'-the-wisp. It is simply an illusion. It has no substance. And even mukti, impersonal liberation, to a devotee, it's worse than hell. Why? Because in impersonal liberation, there may be freedom from all suffering, but because we forget our eternal identity, we forget any identity, there is no possibility of love, of lila, of ras. Therefore, for a devotee, they would rather be in hell, where at least they could cry out Krishna's holy names. But in mukti, there is forgetfulness of everything. So here, Shankar Bhagavan reveals his inner heart as the giver of prema bhakti by chanting the holy names of Lord Gauranga. There are no hard and fast rules in this chapter. Things equal to the same thing are equal to each other. He would chant the holy names of Gauranga, which would... receives the mercy of Gauranga, spontaneously chants the Maha Mantra. Because Lord Gauranga is Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nahi, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, who are glorified in Maha Mantra. So let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva that we can follow in the footprints of the great Acharyas and spread his divine mission in this world of receiving prema bhakti and distributing prema bhakti. Because death will come upon all of us. It is inevitable. If we remember the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this life, then naturally, at the time of death, the Lord will be there to lift us to His eternal abode. At this time, I would like to say something about this deity, very ancient deity, named Harihara. The Murti is half Lord Shiva and half Lord Vishnu. Sometimes there is clash between Shaivites and Vaishnavas, but here everything comes together. This worshipable deity just a few years ago was stolen by thieves. It was really a very great loss to the whole Navadvip. This is one of the places of the Navadvip Parikrama. Even Jiva Goswami was taken here by Nityananda Prabhu to Mahavaranasi, and he predicted that this deity would be here for all pilgrims to come to worship. Very important place. But the Murti was stolen. There was no clue where it could be. Devotees, police, they searched for a long time. No trace. But in a very secluded field of bushes and shrubs, there was a jackal. This jackal would run into some thick shrubs and then come out and make his jackal howling sound. Oh, oh, oh! And he would get people's attention. He'd go, oh, oh, oh! Oh, oh, oh! And they'd look and he'd run back into the shrubs. And they would just think, jackals are always making noise. And he'd come back out, oh, 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 oh! And then he'd run back in the bushes and come out. And after some time, the people were thinking, maybe this jackal is trying to tell us something. So they followed him into the bushes, and there was Harihara. Murti was somehow or other left in those bushes, hidden there where no one could find. But the jackal revealed it. Actually, it was Krishna in the heart of the jackal, or perhaps Lord Shiva in the heart of the jackal, who revealed himself through this mysterious means. And Harihara was brought to the police station. And the police would not release him. They would give no bail. They approximated that this deity was worth 40 lakhs of rupees. Very, very valuable. But how can you put a price on the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Harihara, who is Vishnu and Shiva in one form, was in the police station for a couple years. They would not release because they were afraid if they brought back here it would be stolen again. Very valuable property. But somehow or other, by the sincere and heartfelt prayers of the Vaishnavas, Harihara has appeared again in their wonderful temple here in Mahavaranasi in Godrumdweep, the island of Kirtan. So let us celebrate by sincerely chanting. And for darshan, because it is becoming quite late, my suggestion is you can just, from down here, you can come from this side and you circle around and just see the deity. We'll put some light on Harihara. And then, as fast as possible, go to buses. Then we will go to the boats and coast in the current of Jalangi to Mother Ganga.
and Mother Ganga will bring us to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava and Panchatattva, Sri Mayapur Chandrudai Mandir. And then you can all take prasad, take rest, and tomorrow morning we will go to Yogapeet, where we will discuss the Balila of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Gaura Premanandi.